Track 9, My Soul Place. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison is at Cly. He tells us why it's so special to him.
The sea is threatening today. Schist grey and silty, roiled by relentless wind and waves. Between the peaks of yellowed froth and foam, gulls hunker close to shore. Many are herring gulls. Large and blockish, they range from mealy dappled youngsters hatched this year to adults, aluminium-backed, with winter-speckled heads and icy staring eyes. Among them, more British still, are the great black-backed gulls. The adults are magnificent, with massive sealskin-ripping, puffing-gulping bills, their backs the almost black of a rain-soaked slate. Dainty beside them, here are common gulls too. Their eyes are black, their faces only scantly speckled, bestowing on them the look of choirboy innocence. This is a ruse. Always picking on the slight, black-headed gulls around them, they twist and turn with glee, forcing their victims to surrender prey. As they fly, they squeal piratically. A common gull is a rogue. Black-headed gulls, of which hundreds crowd the breaking waves, are lovely. Blade-winged and buoyant, there is a lightishness to their movement. Even in summer, their heads are never black, rather the blackish brown of dried pond mud. Now they have molted into winter white with just a sooty smudge behind the eye. Their bills and legs the red of sealing wax, their mantles frosted grey. I love them. A blunt shape emerges from the seething surf. A grey seal bull. Thick-necked, long-snouted, without the doe-eyed kindliness of the harbour seal, he is imposing. His marbled pelage echoes and repeats the brooding, moving surface of the sea. 4 miles away, among the wind-carved dunes of Blakeney Point, the pups he sired a year ago have just been born. Their birth coats are the white of Jersey milk. Their only task these first few weeks to gorge themselves on fatty mother's milk and put on weight. All too soon their mothers will abandon them. And, now sleek and waterproof, they will take to the unknown sea alone. I am at Cly, my soul place. Though nature is always by me, my deep keel and my rudder against the surging waves, sometimes the need for communion with the wild is urgent. Now is such a time. These past 5 years have been as turbulent as the North Sea's waves. We have all been buffeted and tested in our private lives and by great affairs of state. Every one of us has turned to the natural world for solace. During the COVID lockdowns, nature was our anchor and our stay. Daily we sought her company and counsel, finding her in unexpected places as our lives' horizons changed. Now is no less a time of anxiety and trial, and nature no less a constant. The force of nature is in her rhythms and her cycles. All my life I've visited this shingle beach, shiny with the sea's salt spray. All my life I've stood here looking north, watching nature's ebb and flow, witnessing the beauty and brutality of lives lived in the wild. Nature's cycles root me. In November, red-throated divers are on the sea here, always. In winter plumage now, these rakish, low-set birds are patterned pewter grey above and white below. This white flows up their slender necks to meet their upswept dagger bills and ruby eyes. They are exquisite. Also, always here in winter, great crested grebes have lost their lavish breeding finery for now. They too are grey above and white below, though their shape is altogether different, their bodies shorter and more rounded, their slim necks taller, and their heads the shape of prehistoric arrows, held horizontal. In some years in November, little auks whir past the grebes and divers on the sea at Cly. These pocket penguins breed in tremendous numbers on scree slopes along Arctic coasts, but they visit British inshore waters for the winter. Each little auk seen from Norfolk's shore is precious, one of a finite number to be seen throughout your life in nature. These stubby birds are only starling-sized, yet somehow they survive the North Sea's treacherous moods. Tinier still, another of November's sporadic visitors, the grey phalarope is extraordinary. While little auks nest around the Arctic's coast, grey phalaropes nest by tundra pools. Though they are wading birds like sandpipers and plovers, phalaropes feed by swimming in frenzied circles, picking tiny life scraps from the water's surface. When the tundra's waters freeze in the autumn, these little birds launch onto ocean waves, far out to sea where flocks of them inhabit the briny surface, plucking plankton from the waves with delicate beaks. As with the little auks, just a few of them come to Norfolk every year. The sight of little auks and grey phalaropes from Clee or any other Norfolk beach is powerful. This is not just birdwatching. This is a reminder of the fundamental truth of nature's rhythms. This is a portal to an understanding of our place in nature, a passport to peace and succour in a troubled world. I turn to nature because, beyond the sadness in the turmoil of our human lives, nature is dependable, a place of constancy and pattern. In wild November, the North Sea will be moody and foreboding, its colours dark, its surface churned. But, almost miraculous though it seems, here are the birds and mammals I have known my whole life long. Each November of my life, these cherished friends have blessed my visits here. Take comfort in the natural world. Hers is an ancient reason quite above our little lives. Beyond the drama and the sadness, a phalarope fidgets in the surf of Clee, reminding me that nature's timeless wisdom will not fail.